Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, here's the final seven names: the Evergreens, the Eagles, the Elkhounds, the Eclipse, the Elk, the Evergolds, and the Elements.
How about that?
Some of those are just ruby red rotten. The Evergreens? Really? We make jokes about DBs that are Evergreens. It's the Elk. End of story.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is, and welcome, everybody, to the RP Show. What a day, what a day. What a difference an hour makes.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to flight an hour ago for CFL Free Agency Day, and believe me, we're staying on that vein. But bloodshed, if you will, across Canada in Canadian sports media circles, Hamilton, Winnipeg, and Vancouver, all their TSN radio stations wiped off the map today. From what we understand, all their people let go, and that's what everybody's writing in about today. And I apologize, I'm going to try to get to as many of your comments as we can. A lot of our friends affected here. James Henderson in Morden, Manitoba says, I'm glad I found the RP Show, because now that 1290 is gone, I'm going to be lost. Nelson Hakowicz, I was always an advocate for a local station in Regina to go full-time sports. Sort of glad they didn't. He's saying they would have been wiped out today if that was the case. Lot of Winnipeg viewers here. Conrad again. Come on, Rod. You were doing it for 2 hours. 1290 tried to do it for 24 hours, especially when CJOB does it better than TSN. What do you mean? What are we arguing for? I'm on their side, believe me. What are you saying?
Like,
and the comments coming in. Where is this to do from Ivan on YouTube? CFL should go digital and screw the networks. Well, they're going to have to. I don't understand what Conrad's mad about. Do you?
No.
You're going to have to explain yourself, Conrad.
Literally, it was like a SWAT team rolled in and cleared the building. Like the tactical attack that was planned, but nobody knew inside. Like, we're hearing stories of being on the air at 11:57 Eastern.
Some guys were, yeah.
Going to break at the top of the hour saying, we'll be right back. And the dial gets pulled from one station to the other, and you're not on the air. And you go to a commercial break to fill your cup of coffee, and you're surrounded. The Twitter feeds are already disabled for the stations.
Oh, it was a sweep the ledge.
Sweep.
Move here. So, and you know what, by the way, if I can, and that's why people love this show, it's why they love McAfee, it's why they love Spittin' Chicklets, because we speak the truth. Bell's supposed to be a broadcast partner of the Canadian Football League. So at the exact same time free agency opened, they whacked three of their radio stations in CFL markets. Bravo, Bell. Because guess what everybody's talking about right now? Not CFL free agency. Well, everybody in our circle, what are the comments that are coming in, Darren? They went from who's going where in the CFL to this. Like, and right?
Yeah. Like, the CFL, in terms of things that are on our minds now, has moved to the bottom of the pile. And it'd be really tough to resurface again because it's just not a priority anymore. Like, right as free agency happens.
From Caesar, your show, RP and Dupes, will be the flagship of how these will go forward. Radio is dying. From Craig Campbell from the Hockey Hall of Fame, Marshall Ferguson from TSN Hamilton covered Canadian football like no other Toronto area media person. There's no doubt he was in his heart, right? What happens to these guys? Jamie in Halifax says, sad to see Jeff Patterson go from TSN Vancouver Radio. He's been an amazing guest. So forgive me if I may. Forgive me, please, because this is big news. And have I misread that? Bell, you couldn't have waited until tomorrow? Like, do you really care about the Canadian Football League? Like, one more kick in the junk to the CFL from their broadcast partner.
Right, supposed to be an ally.
Oh, we don't think about those things. This is all business. Well, maybe you should start thinking about these things. Maybe you wouldn't be in this position.
That would be better business.
Maybe you should think about outside your friggin' office window in downtown Toronto. That might be a start.
But did nobody bring it up? Like, nobody around the boardroom table? Because I know when we look at business, it's a one-man band. I get it, right? There's not a big boardroom here making decisions together, right? No. It's you and it's me. And that's it. I do the stuff of the day and tell you what we're doing. And you show up and tell me what we're talking about. Like, it's one and done. But you'd think somebody around the table would say, is this the right day? What else is going on this day?
Oh, you should. Oh, yeah, yeah. But they don't.
No.
I've been in those meetings, by the way. And then I stopped getting invited into those meetings because, Rod, you bring up things we don't want to talk about. Rod, you bring up things we want to sweep under the desk. So you're not invited to our meetings anymore. Wayne in Victoria. Wow, talk about breaking news. This is crazy and sad. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says Calgary is 770 CHQR. Edmonton has Chad. Has their respective CFL radio partners. Local is better. Okay, let's move on to actual sports. Did I hit the quick six show topics? If not, please hit it, Jordan. Here in the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace, brought to you by the Four Seasons, your home for the NHL and UFC. It is CFL Free Agency Day, don't you know? And for all the benefit of the new viewers who tuned in and weren't watching an hour ago, I thought we all had a gentleman's agreement that we weren't going to report any of these signings until noon Eastern. And I'll be honest with you, at 11:20 a.m. Eastern, I saw Dave Naylor report that Micah Johnson has signed with the Rough Riders. And not that Naylor wasn't really in our group, but I'm like, Dunk is, and I texted Dunk and I said, F it, I'm going with Evan Johnson and Micah Johnson. Naylor's saying it, and shortly after was tweeting that Larry Dean's coming here and the Herdman-Reed twins are coming here. And I'm hearing more players. Everybody's asking about Cameron Judge, and I guess he was going back and forth between the BC Lions and Toronto Argonauts. I don't think there was a deal in the drawer for Cameron Judge that they were waiting to announce, because there has not been an announcement yet. Clark has put it on a screen. Here's the names so far. Linebacker Patrick Levels to the Alouettes. Argos sign running back John White. Edmonton signs linebacker Kevin Brown. Montreal has signed Canadian receiver Nataya Jay. Lions sign running back Shaq Cooper. Defensive lineman Stephen Charles signs with Ottawa. And there were a couple more. Nick Usher has signed with the Alouettes and Almondo Sewell. So that's so far. And Randy Rath has written in and says, whoa, Riders, big buyers today on free agency. So, yes, they have been. They lost a lot on their defense. They had to shore it up, and I would suggest they have. I have a lot of people have been writing me, DMing me, Rod, who are the Rider linebackers going to be? And I'm like, oh, man, this is like over the last couple of days. Consider the last game they played. The linebackers were Cam Judge, Solomon Elamimian, and Derek Moncrief. They're all gone. So to sit and predict is a fool's errand, as they say, Darren.
Yeah, it's tough because you don't know what they're thinking, right? And you don't know what the negotiations are behind the scenes. But it does look like, you know, when it comes to Cameron Judge, the writing's on the wall that he's not going to return to Saskatchewan. Then that's a big blow, you know? Yeah, you get some serviceable guys in there, but and some really good players. Sorry, Dean's a really good player. But it's going to be a lot of changes, for sure. And Cameron Judge, I think, holds the cards here. I think that's why he's not rushing. He holds the cards, right? He's a coveted asset. He's a guy who can get in a position where, you know what, probably doesn't have to take a big pay cut, can command top dollar because he's young, and he's starting to prove himself. And he's right. He's just entered into his prime. And it's going to last. The window is just opened. So you'll maximize the whole window here with Cameron Judge.
Producer Clark has told me that our next guest has logged in and he's watching from Florida. So hang on, Soaps. Brent Sopel joining us. He kind of factors into point two here. And before I get to that, from some of our viewers, here's the big news, Brent. Three all sports radio stations here in Canada whacked today and their staff not told. TSN Radio Hamilton, TSN Radio Winnipeg, TSN Radio Vancouver. Big stations. And I'm just trying to find the... Well, it's big news. Clark says that he just gave one of these. It's really big news. I was looking for the comment from Alan Hordell. Can you put that up from Alan Hordell? It just slipped off the screen here. Yeah, wow, I'm totally in shock. This is not good for CFL rights holders getting axed. RP show, DuPont Media, smartest move you ever made, Rod. Way to go, Bell. Screw the CFL. I had a guy, big city guy, say to me the other day, you know who it is, Rod, you play that hayseed farm kid role real well. And I said, yeah, works good on city slickers like you. Everybody's laughing. And he goes, you're forgetting that I'm from Winnipeg. I know guys like you. Tiger Williams said it. It's better to be a smart guy and act dumb, because that's rare, than be a dumb guy and act smart, because the world's full of those guys.
Smart like Fox.
Tiger, incredibly wealthy guy, acts like a raging maniac. It works. I got to fly through these.
It's good to be underestimated.
They'll underestimate you. Rod, you play that hayseed thing real good. Thanks for noticing. Anyways, my five NHL leftovers from last night brought to you by Tupperware. Are we going to get a sponsor for these? My five leftovers. One, Mike Smith, 27 saves in his season debut and a win for the Oilers at Ottawa. Number two, people are laughing at Patrick Laine's benching in Columbus. Hang on. Pierre-Luc Dubois hasn't played a game yet for Winnipeg. Paul Maurice might be benching him too right away. Point three, bravo Leafs. They're the number one team in the NHL. Number four, what's with the blackouts when I've bought NHL center ice? You have not explained that adequately to me yet.
I know.
Just so you know, I bought NHL center ice for the first time in my life. Why am I not getting all the games? Do we still have Gary Bettman's phone number? And number five, who goes first? Travis Green or Jim Benning? The head coach of the Vancouver Canucks or the GM of the Vancouver Canucks? What have they lost now? Five in a row? They went 1-5 on this road trip.
Yeah.
So they've lost five in a row in regulation. And Brent Sopel tweeted last night that, or yesterday, that this team's quit on the GM, not the coach. As Chris Jones would say, don't get it twisted. And it really sent Vancouver into a tizzy when Sopel said that. So I want to get his take on that. Point four, Raptors won last night, 128-113 at the Grindhouse in Memphis. Nick Nurse, the head coach, got kicked out of the game, and then the Raptors started playing. So interesting how that works.
I know.
Sometimes when the coach gets kicked out, the team sags. Last night, the team came alive. Point five, did you see Gronk at Disney World? It was actually sad. There was nobody there. And he's playing lightsabers with a little kid that didn't even look engaged or interested. It's the one year they probably didn't need to go to Disney World. Point six, I had written down blackouts again. Can somebody explain to me why I buy NHL center ice and can't get all the games? Nobody has adequately explained that to me yet. Our rock star of the day yesterday was Dave Hodge, by the way. The iconic Dave Hodge. And our poll question today, sorry to put so many up fast and furious on you guys. Our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is this. Which Prairie team will have the best CFL free agency? Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatchewan, or Winnipeg? Do you want to take a stab at who's leading?
I saw it already.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So we got viewers checking in on the CFL free agency. I feel like we're only 2 hours. We're not even 2 hours into it. But we're 1 hour and 14 minutes into free agency. Riders have been the most active team. They are leading the poll. That's why. They've signed the Johnson brothers, Johnson and Johnson. They're not actually related, but Micah Johnson and Evan Johnson. Rider GM Jeremy O'Day understands that you win football games in the trenches. And that's where they're putting their money. Who won the football game in the Super Bowl and why? Trench battle.
Yeah, I can get... Okay.
What?
I'm trying to understand the blackout thing for you.
So you're going back.
So you can really understand it. Center ice gets you every game that you won't get in your current local market on television. Right? You can get center ice to get everything else. But center ice won't give you the games that are already available in your market. Okay? So if a game's in your market... You get it on TV. If it's not available on television, you can get it on center ice. Okay? Does that make sense now? Anything that's available.
I wasn't listening.
I know. Everything that's available in your market, you get already on television.
You could tell in my eyes.
Yeah.
So you're saying if I'm not getting it on center ice, go to your cable and you'll probably have
You'll have it. Yep.
Okay. Wish I'd have known that last night.
Yeah, you'll have it on cable.
Somebody has written it. I don't put up the comment from Ken Strachan. It'll take up half the screen here, but it's explained the blackout policy here.
Yeah.
Jeff in Calgary, the Stamps fan, says, what exactly does it mean to win free agency? I don't know, but it sounds good. Jeff DeTavio, he's in Winnipeg. Rod, what the heck is happening? Layoffs and cuts everywhere? Harsh business. Hashtag TSN 1290. Hashtag TSN. I'm telling you, companies that were just a flickering flame in the good times, COVID just blew them out. Fair? That's what it is. Yeah. If you were smoke and mirrors in pre-pandemic, then you're done. COVID has finished you. Anyways, one more, and then I got to get around, bring on Brent Sopa. I can't wait. From Craig Steen. He says, Sastel Max told me Leafs Canucks was supposed to be on center ice. Issue between them and center ice. Heard it was on access. They claim they're supposed to have all games that aren't on regular cable. Jets, Oilers, Flames, for us, and any other randomly nationally televised game. I'd have missed the whole damn first period if I was going to go through all of my channels, which I basically did. I was waiting for my wife to say, what are you doing? Can you just pick a channel and watch it? I'm trying to watch. This is what she said the other night. Do the Oilers play every night? And I'm like, it seems like it. Yeah. And it also seems like their games are 7 hours long. Sometimes. So we're getting to the bottom of a lot of things here today. Brent Sopelin next. I can't wait. Good Saskatoon lad. It is the RP Show. This has been the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace. And you're watching on Game Plus TV Network across all 10 provinces and 31 states, as well as live daily on YouTube and Facebook. And listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Welcome back, everybody. And I thank Brent Sopel for holding. I want to thank Roar Report, the Twitter account, tweeting this. Lots of CFL free agency coverage on Rod Peterson Show, Telesoptic TV in BC, channel 924. We're airing all across British Columbia on the Game Plus TV network. And let's bring him in. Brent Sopel, man. I said I love this guy. There he is. Down in St. Pete today, brother. Is that where you are?
Now, you know, unfortunately, I came back to Chicago to visit my kids, so I had to leave the plus 30 weather to zero.
Yeah, to get out of the madness of Champa Bay, as Steven Stamkos said. But listen, Brent, before we get into all of that, I got to ask you about your tweet, man. When you tweeted that the Canucks have quit on the general manager, not the coach, did you expect that it would just go like wildfire across all of BC?
No, I didn't, and I wasn't trying to stir the pot. I was just, you know, telling the way I see it. You know, as a GM, I was fine with not signing Marstrom. You know, 8-year deal. He's in his third. I think he's 32 now. So I was fine with that. You know, bringing Holpe in, Demko, way he played, no problem at all. But you get rid of a heart and soul guy, a tandem in the back end, and everybody's up in arms on Myers. Well, Myers is now, when you get rid of a guy like that, you've got to expect more out of him. And that's like expecting me to go score goals. At the end of my career, that wasn't happening. So they got rid of him. And then obviously, you know, it's Foley. Now guys are playing out of their roles. So you got a 3-4 D-man is now playing a 1-2. So now you're asking him to play 3-4-5 extra minutes. This is where when you don't do your job as a GM, you expect guys to do too much. And that's what's going on right now. And, you know, obviously Tanev was a heart and soul guy, and those are the guys what keeps the team together. And now you take a look at their million, you know, guys quitting on each other, and look what Green was doing last year. Look what they did. You don't turn off the coach in, I don't know how many months. I'm not very good at math. So, you know, from going from the bubble to
3 or 4 months,
the start of the season. Yeah. You don't turn that off. So where is it coming from? You know, Jim Benning did a terrible job. The team was trending in a great direction. As a fellow, you know, that's my team. They draft me. They gave me an opportunity. And he let that whole, I would say, he let all of Canada down. Because all Canada, we want to see a Stanley Cup come back to Canada.
Yeah, and in Vancouver, which would be their worst or their first. And I see why it's a hurting fan base of the Vancouver Canucks. But here's the thing. This is why I want to talk to you. I usually think a GM has about three coaches he could fire. And I don't think Benning's through three. Right? Like, Travis Green, usually the GM will put the coach in front of the bullet before he gets the bullet. Right?
Oh, how many
How many coaches has Benning been through? I don't think he's been through three. But do the Aquilinis look at this and do they realize what's going on here? Because I think somebody needs to be fired. And I saw Travis Green after the game last night. He was lost in the news conference, spaced out in his eyes. Like, it's not him. But do the owners know that?
Well, and that, well, the big question is, how much do the Aquilinis have their hands into it? That's the question. You know, I'm great at what I did, played hockey, but I wasn't managing money. When an owner owns a team, let's go back to this weekend. Tom Brady, you win Super Bowls from the top up. The Crafts in New England, they run the team properly and all the way down. They let everybody do their job. I've heard that Aquilinis like to put their hands in it too much. Kind of the same thing that went on in Edmonton for all those years, drafting Yakupov, certain guys like that. So the question to me is, how much do Aquilinis really have their hands in this? I think it's too much.
That's scary. That's bringing your kid on stage for the draft. Scary. And that's what ownership is. That's what ownership's becoming in all of pro sport. Brent Sobel, by the way, 659 NHL games, a Stanley Cup champion in 29. And of course, warms my heart, Saskatoon Blades, Swiftcurrent Broncos, which, by the way, you had mentioned to producer Clark, you wanted to talk junior. Are we going to stay on the NHL or are we moving on to junior? What else is on your mind?
Whatever you want. It's junior hockey. I just feel bad for the kids. You know, they're talking about 24 games. Why can't they make four bubbles? You know, let's take the BC teams can be a bubble. You know, the Alberta teams can be a bubble, Saskatchewan. Then you've got the two Manitoba, obviously Brandon, Winnipeg. We put them in the U.S. division in Spokane, Tri-Cities, Seattle. Make those a division. Make it a bubble. They all can stay in one hotel. They're all away from their families. So who's going to sacrifice in this? It's going to be the coaches and the trainers. But the game of hockey has changed. And we're really fighting. You're talking about with TSN. It's a business now. And these poor kids are suffering. You know, the coaches would sacrifice. The trainers would sacrifice to play. There's too much money involved in the game on the lower levels. Make four bubbles, you know. Everybody's doing school online, you know, no problem. Go stay in a hotel for 6 or 7 months because who's going to take on a kid as a billet family with everything going on? I know I wouldn't.
I know. But here's the thing. This is kind of what's happening. And I see that you're watching our story and you're liking our stuff. So you're seeing what's going on, right? And the WHL people were very upset that a report leaked from Sportsnet last week. Jeff Merrick was the guy that tweeted it, that there was going to be a bubble right here in Regina in the sweatpants capital because they are working on it. But it was a premature report. And I think they don't want to tick off the health authorities. Have I read that right, Darren? Like, they don't want to have the top doctor look at this and go, I haven't approved this. It's off. You know, like, it's highly, highly, highly delicate. And Clark was saying that you said they're playing junior in Florida. Like, what's the hockey situation in Florida that's not NHL?
Yes, there's a league called the USHL, which is teams from Long Island, Boston, everywhere. They moved all the teams to Florida. So all the kids are playing, staying in a hotel. There's a rink with three ice surfaces, and they're playing all their games there. Again, exactly what I'm talking about right now. All the kids are doing their school online, so they have practice slots. They've got school slots, and they've got games. Every other day, every 2-3 days. So I agree. You gotta be smart, and that's why I think the bubble in each place, you're not going to have fans. You keep the players together. Each team can have a floor. They can interact with each other because right now, if you're staying in a billet family, you could come home. You got to go sit in your room. How big's your room in a billet family's house? I was there, not very big. It's a shoebox. You can't leave your room. You can go to the bathroom. You come back. Your food is sitting outside, out your door. They knock on the door. You got to open their door. What kind of lifestyle is that for, for the kids?
When you said, by the way, coaches and trainers, I think they're ready to come back. Yeah, they'll miss their kids, but it's been...
Their wives want them out faster than anybody.
It's like, go, go. And that's junior hockey in Western Canada. Darren mentioned the Q. Sunday night, the Cataract beat the Oceanic 5-2 in Shawinigan. In Halifax, the Eagles beat the Moosehead 6-4. In Sherbrooke, the Huskies beat the Phoenix 3-2. In Baie-Comeau, Quebec, the Remparts beat the Drakkar 5-2. So I don't know what it is out here in Western Canada, what the holdup is here. But I think, can you just speak to your fellow Canadians, Brent, in that? Because from what I hear with in Florida, and maybe Chicago too, but Florida specifically, they're rolling like there is no COVID. That there's no lockdown. Is that right?
No. So there's never been a lockdown. Every single store is open. Every single restaurant, bars, everything is wide open. Nothing's been closed. Illinois, everything's been shut down. So the beaches are open. Super Bowl, the last week, it's been packed. Everybody's partying. Everybody's down here. You have to wear your mask in a grocery store like that or something. Or if you go to a restaurant, you walk into the table, take it off. But the bars are packed. New Year's, I was in the bar till 2 o'clock in the morning. Nothing has changed down here. Here in the U.S., the death toll almost stayed the same as it did last year. It went up a little bit, but I'm not going to get into politics. We'll leave that alone.
No, it's smart. I tried it. Don't do it anymore. the last
I'm gonna ask,
thing.
I think you said, you're smart, act stupid. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, right. The last thing, the last time we had you on, you predicted a Chicago upset of the Oilers in the play-in round, and it happened. And you're like, there's still the Chicago Blackhawks here, right? There was still Corey Crawford and, all the guys, Kane and Taves, and it happened. What's your take on their start for them this year?
I got to go back after the GM, Stan Bowman kind of, he's left his team a little bit high and dry. You bring in three rookie goalies. Playing goalie in the NHL is tough. Now, if you wanted, Subban as your next starter, you got to have a veteran guy that you got to bring in. So, obviously, with Jonathan Toews being out with what he is, Dodge being hurt, again, I still think that was a bad draft pick. We'll leave that alone. They're obviously can't outskill anybody. They've got to work hard. And you've got to try and bring some excitement to the game. The fans are what we play the game for. That's what brought the excitement. So they've played a little bit better, but it's going to be a long season for them. They don't have the depth with the top two centermen out. And it's a different team with those three goalies back there. You never know what you're getting.
Well, it's just so funny how people get spoiled, right? Because I've had a lot of friends that have worked with the Blackhawks. Rich Preston was a little before your time, but you probably know Rico. Yeah. And I've talked to Daryl Sutter about it. And like in the 90s in Chicago was not a great place to be. They weren't, right? No, it was bad. In the early 2000s, and you had the longest drought in the NHL going back to 1961. So you felt that when you showed up in 07, and then they win three Stanley Cups in a decade, and they're all pissed off that they're not in the Stanley Cup final every year. It's like, it doesn't work like that.
Well, I think the problem I have with Stan Bowman and the management, just tell it the way it is. Listen, guys, we won three Stanley Cups in 6 years. Would you rather do that or we just be relevant every year? We gave up some great draft picks. Philip Deneau, for an example, in Montreal, your number one centerman we gave up. You had some first-round picks. Guys, we gave up all these assets to win three Stanley Cups. So we got some contracts. We got to get some use. So I'd rather, have three Stanley Cups and be in a transition where we are now. Just be honest. Be truthful. You wouldn't lose it. You maybe lose some fans because you're not winning, the bandwagon fans who sprain their ankle jumping on and off the bandwagon. But the real true fans will stick with you. And I think that here in Chicago, they've lost a lot of fans because they're not honest. And then now Stan Bowman comes out the way he did, saying we're going to rebuild. When you didn't have a conversation with Kane and Taze, your two guys that got you these Stanley Cups. That's my, just be honest, tell the spade the way it is. And everybody would have been a heck of a lot happier.
I love it, man. We covered a lot of ground today. But here, the fans want both. They want the Stanley Cups and be relevant. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. No. I know that. Right. But that's why GMs don't want to say rebuild, because fans just fold their tents. Like, we'll see you when the rebuild's done. And it doesn't.
But No, I agree with you completely. But when you have three Stanley Cups to measure up, it's not the St. Louis Blues where you have one. You know, look at St. Louis Blues. You know, they went to, they came in the league in, was it 76, something like that? They went to the finals two straight years.
67. 67.
67. Yeah. Sorry, I'm dyslexic. So,
there you go. Right.
But they went to the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row and never got back there till they won. So here in Chicago, you have three. You know, people put the word dynasty behind it. So if you explain that to fans that way, like they had an open gate ticket for them to keep the fans. I agree with you. You know, fans are like women. They want their cake. They want to eat it too.
They want it all. It doesn't work that way. All right, Brent, we covered a lot of ground. Always great to see your smiling face. I'm glad it's going great. Keep in touch, my man. And by the way, it's minus 56 today here, I think. So enjoy your life choices. You've made some good ones.
Keep doing the great work. Love watching.
Thank you, buddy. Brent Sopel.
Fans are like women. So what I took at the end of it? I love it.
I'm moving on.
Okay. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
One time, calling a game on the radio, I said, turnovers are like ex-wives. The more you have, the more they hurt you and the more they cost you. And I got called into a meeting the next day. You can't say that. But it's true. Can't say that. So I don't want to get Brent Sopel in trouble. That's all.
All right. No, of course not. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. You know, I love analogies, right? That's why.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's why I picked up on it.
It is so hot under these. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
But holy smokes, I'm melting into a puddle here. Everybody, the first ever Kinsman Telemiracle 50-50 is online and live now. You see the jackpot growing. We're close to $100,000, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're like a $30,000 weekend here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Saskatchewan, for coming to the table here, coming to the party for Telemiracle. You can imagine the challenges that COVID has caused the Kinsman Telemiracle. The Kinsman Foundation, if you don't know, is helping people every day improve their quality of life and independence through gifts of mobility, equipment, and medical travel assistance. If you've lived in this province for any period of time, you'll know somebody who has benefited from the Kinsman Foundation. Well, the funds are raised through the Telemiracle. Well, we're asking you to purchase tickets on a 50-50 raffle. You have to be 19 years of age or over and physically in Saskatchewan, but you can purchase your tickets at telemiracle5050.ca. It's one ticket for $20, five tickets for $50, 20 tickets for $100, or 100 tickets for $250. The draw will be made Friday, February 26th, and the winner will be announced on February 27th at the start of Telemiracle 45. Help somebody out within our province by purchasing your tickets to the Kinsman Telemiracle 50-50. We've got a sports update coming back and the latest on CFL free agency and massive, massive bloodshed, I'll say, in sports media in Canada just today. It's an emerging story. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the topic of the day. And I... Damn you, Bell. They've usurped the headlines today on CFL free agency. I'm not joking.
No, they've taken over. Oh, yeah.
From the 290, Scott texting in. CFL talk is becoming tiresome with no light at the end of the tunnel. Zzzz, like falling asleep. Maybe tiresome for you. And believe me, my hockey buddies, which is the world that I come from, say, why are you talking so much CFL, man? Nobody wants to hear it. And I'm like, well, I think they're going to play. It affects a lot of people. Those were a lot of my friends. But it's that double-edged sword, Darren. Hockey is still going. It's a hockey country. And the guy's saying, why are you talking about it? This guy. It's not boring to me. And maybe you're just waking up to what this show's been. This is episode number 417. I talk about what I care about. There's a lot of people that like it. Yeah. And today, it's CFL free agency, and then Bell goes and whacks hundreds of jobs across the country in their sports radio division. And on the right at the time the CFL market opened for free agency, they slammed the doors shut on three radio stations in Hamilton, Winnipeg, and Vancouver, and kicked everybody out. What does that say about corporate culture and Bell? I mean, they're getting slammed, but it
Rodgers did it last year. It's not just Bell.
One look at it is, you know, you're going in for off-season toe surgery like Patrick Mahomes.
And they cut off the leg.
And they're like, your knee also needs to get done. The hip needs to get done. Your elbow needs to get done. Like, I know, but that's really going to suck. Yeah, but do it all at once while it's going to be bad anyway. So you've already got a bunch of bad pub. How much worse can it get? They're going back and they're being like, okay, guys, it doesn't get worse. So we have an opportunity here to put all this other decisions we have to make into the bad pub and try and get out of this all at once. So that I see, but it's just, it's cold, just the way you deal with it. It's cold.
Well, can I say this? And teams deal with their staff the same way? Cold?
Oh, yeah.
So we're dealing with them the same way. So if I look a little cold in how I deal with corporate teams and corporations, how's it feel? So anyways, let's go to the sports update, okay?
Yeah.
And this is leading off the sports update. Bell is dumping an all-sports format at three of its radio stations in Canada. The company says TSN 1040 in Vancouver, TSN 1290 in Winnipeg, and TSN 1150 in Hamilton will no longer be all-sports stations. The Vancouver and Winnipeg websites for the radio stations do not specify what the new format will be, while the site in Hamilton says 1150 AM will become a BNN Bloomberg station covering business, innovation, technology, and sports. Who the hell wants to listen to that? I put on the business news channel on TV when I want to have a nap. Just saying. In Vancouver, the morning show cut away during a commercial break today before it was announced that the station would be reprogrammed as of Friday. The news was followed by Green Day's Good Riddance before the airwaves turned to music. Yeah, shouldn't it be Hope You Had the Time of Your Life?
That's the song. Same song.
Oh.
Same song.
Sorry.
But cliche and like...
Hope you had the time of it. So it's a tearjerker.
Oh, yeah. But like...
Okay.
No lead up to it.
Take this job and shove it. That's what they should have played.
Yeah.
By Johnny Paycheck.
Yes.
I ain't working here no more. Bell still has TSN radio stations in Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, and Edmonton. And as I said, those are the stations that make money. The stations that don't make money were whacked today. A Chorus radio station got the rights to Winnipeg Jets games last year, while a Rogers station has Vancouver Canucks rights. Two games on the NHL's North Division schedule tonight. The Ottawa Senators and Edmonton Oilers kick things off in the nation's capital. Edmonton beat Ottawa 3-1 in the series opener last night. Later, the Flames entertain the Winnipeg Jets. Day off for the Raptors. Toronto won for the fourth time in five games last night, downing the Memphis Grizzlies. The Raptors continue their road swing tomorrow night in Washington against the Wizards. Seven games are on tonight's NBA slate. Are you following the NBA at all?
No.
Who's the guy with the Wizards? Bradley Beal? That guy's a stud. As they say, he be ballin'.
Yeah.
You watch the Raptors and the Wizards tomorrow night. This guy, Bradley Beal, he's a stud. I love him. He's my new favorite NBA player. And he's on a crappy Washington team. How can they be so bad for so long?
For so long. And never a light at the end of that
tunnel. I forgot their team name the other day. I think you were here.
I know.
I called them the Bullets.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And other people call them the Generals.
Longtime NFL coach Marty Schottenheimer has died. He was 77. Schottenheimer won 200 regular season games with four NFL teams thanks to his Marty Ball brand of smash mouth football, but regularly fell short in the playoffs. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2014. He was moved to a hospice on January 30th. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Drive-Thru Liquor Store, corner of Rochdale and Pasqua, and for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, now with eight amazing flavors, including the new Almond Mocha. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. So that's the sports update. Maybe you guys tell me when we can take a commercial break, but we haven't done a face-off yet this week for the Ultimate Fan Zone and the Mad Greek. So I got to keep talking for 3 minutes. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Oh, that's easy. Maybe we'll do it now. How about that?
the face-off for the Ultimate Fan Zone and the Mad Greek Restaurant. Who's winning free agency? I don't even need to open up my Twitter or my Facebook to see who's winning the poll because the Riders are running away with it. And they were teasing and hinting last week that just wait. Yeah, we're losing Charleston. Yeah, this. Wait till next week. Well, here they are. And they got Johnson & Johnson, Evan Johnson, Micah Johnson, Larry Dean, the Herdman-Reed twins. There's more coming. I had a text here today. Hang on. And I've been on the air. I haven't seen any news releases or Twitter. Godfrey Nyaka is another name.
Right.
Are you going to fight me? I don't know how you could fight me and say any other teams won free agency today.
Oh, I'm trying to pull up the three down article, but Montreal's done pretty good. They signed Nick Usher out of Vegas.
That's true. Almondo Sewell.
And Almondo Sewell.
Natea J.
Right. So I'm going to go with the Alouettes.
Wow.
I think the Alouettes are winning free agency. And that's not to discount. I mean, I haven't really heard much from the Argos today.
John White they've signed.
They won the lead up to free agency. Toronto did. They took care of business. But I'm going with the Alouettes. I think the Alouettes are winning free agency today. I really do.
How about that?
How about that?
The Ultimate Fan Zone, where did you put it, is your one-stop shop for the sports fans on your list. Memorabilia, collectibles, licensed team apparel, and more. Visit the Man Cave, downtown Moose Jaw, or find them on Facebook and Instagram at Ultimate Fan Zone Moose Jaw. And for the Mad Greek face-off, he's good. He's good. The Mad Greek is in Moose Jaw, is available for licensed dining, takeout, or delivery. Their owner, Johnny Atreides, was named Moose Jaw Citizen of the Year the other day.
Yeah, I saw.
Head to themadgreekeatery.com for more information. Love us some Ultimate Fan Zone and Mad Greek. Viewer takeovers next, and I predict it's going to get spicy. This is the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network across all 10 provinces and 31 states. Live daily on YouTube and Facebook. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's Viewer Takeover. Dupes is with me. We've got most of the business out of the way. We've covered Telemiracle. We've covered the face-off. I think that's all we got to do. So you decide what we talk about here right now. That's what's fun with this show. The comment here from John Ohm. In Winnipeg. Wow. Still in shock. No more. TSN 1290 Winnipeg. Jeff in Winnipeg says we had a lot of good people on TSN 1290. Hopefully it's a blessing in disguise for those who lost their jobs. But it won't look like that for them right now. But I'm sure it will be. Randolph Zora says the RP show is the poster boy of why you should be your own boss. Are we the poster boys?
No.
We're not? I thought we were.
I don't want to be giving out that advice into the world. Of be your own boss.
No?
No. I think that's not a good idea.
It's working out great for us.
Okay. Yes, it's working out really great for us. And it's not wanting competition, but 90% of people can't be their own boss, and it would be disastrous for them to try.
Oh.
Doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Sometimes you're meant to be a number two or a number three. Right? And you can make way more money being a number two or a number three than you can being your own boss sometimes. Right?
But it's nice not having to answer to anybody. That's what I like.
It's wonderful
about it.
Not having to answer to anybody. But you look at all these media personalities and they're all really talented, but they can't all just go start their own show and make a living. That's a hard thing to do.
Many have tried.
It's very difficult. So I think the biggest thing right now for all of them is self-awareness is so key. What are you actually good at? Like, really look inside of what you're good at, what your strengths are, you know, and what you need, right? And where you're at, and make decisions accordingly. Not everybody can be their own boss, and that's okay. But it is working out pretty well for us.
Those are some of the comments that have come in from our viewers here. There are more. I guess we'll save the CFL talk for the days ahead. Ivan Diablo says the Argos still need a quarterback. I don't agree. Obviously, I'm the biggest fan of Nick Arbuckle, this side of Thunder Bay.
other than maybe some people in the Calgary organization. But I guess today isn't a day for CFL free agency. I wanted it to be. And I'll say it again. Nice partners, Bell, you are of the CFL. Right when CFL free agency opens, you just give a big crap burger to sports media in the country. Like, what? Nice planning there.
Mm-hmm.
From Clark, Argos assistant GM John Murphy joins us on the show tomorrow. Some people have said the Argos haven't done enough. It's like, have you been watched? They didn't do enough today. Right now, the Riders are winning free agency, and that's the poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Who's winning? Which Prairie team will win free agency? And everybody's voting for the Rough Riders. And Nelson wrote in earlier, our VP of Sim Events, and he said, nice that everybody loves J.O. now, Jeremy O'Day. Last week, they were dumping all over him. Well, welcome to Rider Nation, man. What did we say last week? Can't you take a little criticism with Charleston Hughes being dumped? Whatever. I'd like to think they're okay with it. I mean, if you can't take a little criticism, get out of public life. Don't work in sports and media or whatever, politics.
Yeah.
What else do you got over there?
Lots.
Ah, wow. Clark has just told me in my ear, Edmonton has signed James Wilder Jr. How about that? Who saw that coming? We've also got the Calgary Stampeders have signed Canadian quarterback Michael O'Connor. But here's the, you know what? I'm glad that people brought in the thing about the Argos need a quarterback. You all remember, you people will remember when the Riders traded Darian Durant away in February of 2017. I was on the air at the Brand Center before a Pats game doing the sports cage. I had John Murphy on. He's sitting right at the table with me. He's like, if I can't find a quarterback in, it's February. Don't worry about it. You see how they think versus how the fan base thinks.
Right.
Now, having said that, they signed a bunch of quarterbacks, brought in Kevin Glenn, and he incidentally led him to within a play of the Grey Cup. Kevin could still get it done. But the point is, though, maybe Kevin Glenn will come out of retirement. I'm joking. But the Argos aren't worried. Fair?
Fair.
Maybe we'll ask Murph that tomorrow.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, there's no reason for them to be worried. I get that, but yeah.
Wow. Oh, come on. Listen,
Wild Day. What do you got?
Ivan on YouTube. Good guy, Argo fan, but he's like, Brandon Bridge is a better quarterback than Nick Arbuckle.
Excuse you?
why did I pass gas? He was saying that they need to go after Brandon Bridge. Listen, Brandon Bridge left the CFL to become a cop, okay, in the Peel division of Southern Ontario. I think it's the most populous area of the country. He, what did he say? He wanted a guaranteed paycheck. He wanted security. None of which what the CFL is. So just move off the Brandon Bridge thing. I'm not having it. Jeff in Calgary says, Calgary wins free agency every year, guys. No, they don't, Jeff. They just win the Grey Cup more often than not. You can't win everything. Give us something.
They usually don't make moves in free agency, I thought.
They don't. That's the point. They'll win free agency every year. And you know that. You're just stirring it up. 1 minute. That's it. John Ohm in Winnipeg says, great timing, eh, Rod? Makes you wonder, Bell Media. Nobody's sitting here celebrating that three all sports radio stations went down, three stations that I was regularly on. I mean, it's brutal. It's another avenue for me that's gone. People lost their jobs here. It's awful. So great timing. I saw where this was going, and people are texting me now going, oh, you called this. Yeah, we all did. I didn't think it was that hard to see coming.
It's totally true.
Dang COVID. So anyways, digital's the way to go. Game Plus TV network as well. This stupid thing is not working, Clark. We got Murph and who else tomorrow? We'll talk about it after. We'll keep you in suspense until tomorrow. We'll see you at noon Eastern right here on Game Plus, as well as your favorite digital platform. Who has more fun than us?
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.